Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Shade field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob.
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 Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamond.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free.
Greenfields activated.
You have already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Paul here, commonly known as Bob, Bob's Backyard, or at least the guy behind the ID, you know. Anyway, welcome to another Dark City show. We've got an hour slot. The phone lines are now open. Max is still with us, so if you've got any questions for Max, get them in quick. And if you haven't got any questions for Max, then get on to your internet. It's that thing that you connect your computer to that you get all the info on, yeah, the internet, and look it up. And then within a few minutes, you should have some questions for Max. So, phone lines, as usual, +44. I have to get that bit right now. I was getting it all wrong in the first place. So it's +44. Oh, no, it isn't. It's +44 161. 298-0298. That's what it is. I'll do that again. +44 161 298-0298. Or alternatively, as we mentioned earlier, Bob's Backyard on Skype. Get on. If you can't work all that out, that's the easy bit. Dark City Radio, one word, darkcityradio.com.co.uk. Or you can even use the old www.bobsbackyard/live. It just takes you there anyway, I think. I'm not sure. But yeah, darkcityradio.com, and you'll get there. Enter the site, you're on the live page. Straight away, the player should start to play for you. If it doesn't, or you want to play it through your own player, little buttons on the right-hand side of the player. It is all working as from about 3 hours ago. I tried it myself. I know we've had a few issues with buttons and things, but it should all be working. If it isn't all working, okay, because it's going to change slightly, that they're working on it now, the new player, because you can get that on everything now. Everything. So that's important we got that sorted out. Our apologies for the people who couldn't get on and it wasn't working and stuff. It was actually working. It's just the method had changed slightly. It's a bit confusing, I know. But we've got there and it's a lot more stable now. As is the stream, really good. We can see the figures. We know we're getting real numbers, no fakes now, which is good stuff. It's real good stuff. So get in touch with us. Ring in, can say, or Skype in, and put your questions to Max or the crew. You know, if you've listened before, you know what this is about. It's informal. We could end up with any topic, okay? Any topic at all. So if you've got something that's happened near you, or there's something that we've done you like, or even if you don't like, you know, let us know. It's your radio, as the Count of the City of Ostia has told us many times before. It's your radio. It's not our radio. So, we've had some great stuff this week. We've had some brilliant stuff this week, haven't we? I mean, Max, information there coming from Max is unbelievable. Unbelievable, you know. And a real nice format, a real nice way to put it. And Rickshaw, I just want to say thanks to everyone who did ring in on that show. We have had some good numbers before, but that was brilliant. That was brilliant. The callers ringing in. I've been wondering where everybody is. I've been wondering, well, I'm not wondering so much, but we can keep that kind of focus up. We can start to make a difference. We have got to empower ourselves, yes, as individuals. We've got to remove that fear of actually knowing you're making a difference, really, accepting you're making a difference. And I know a lot of people have sat around and they're not doing so much, but don't beat yourself up from it. You know, it starts when you begin. So, new beginning. And let that be this moment. Let it be this moment. Go on your feelings first. That'll be my advice. Feelings can tell you a lot if you're prepared to listen to them. Right, I'm not going to go rambling for ages and ages because I've got a great gang of people in here with me talking about great things. Eminem. Mark Mann, or the marked man on the street, on the grass, in your backyard. Do you know, he'll be up drain pipes next, I'm sure he will be. Sure he will. Some great stuff from Mark Mann earlier on in the last few days, actually. Last few days, you know. From the, and I don't mean this in any order, but from one side of the camera to the other. From Camera 4, Channel 4 cameramen to Vivian Westwood. In a single leap. Great stuff. Great stuff. And we want to encourage you to do more than that. Be the Dark City reporter in the street. You know, be the investigative journalist. You know, get out there, visit some of these shows, these seminars, these workshops we're going on. Don't get addicted to them. You know, don't go listening to everybody else forever. Apply it to yourself. Begin the process in your own life. There's a lot going on. I appreciate that. It's difficult to keep up with all the issues. So don't get narrow-minded. Focus, get your stuff. Yeah, right, but don't be narrow-minded. I had a bit of a chat with Max earlier before the show. And it was that you've got to be prepared to let go of all your ideology and accept something else immediately. I'll give you that again. You have to be prepared to let go of all your ideology and accept something else immediately. I know, it's a tricky one, isn't it? What, everything? Yeah. You've got to be prepared, at least. Otherwise, how are we ever going to accept a solution? How are we going to move forward? So, right then. What have I got here? Anybody? Is there anybody, right, in the Radio World Kingdom that has actually got a question for Max? Well, we've got him. Well, you've got him. It's your opportunity. Okay? Opportunity. If you want to do it. Have we got anybody? I've got one for you already, Max, if you're up for it, mate. And I don't know why these people don't ring in, because some of them can. Agenda 21. Have you any information or are you informed on the ties to Agenda 21, Max?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. United Nations Agenda 21 was initiated in 1992 at the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit, where at that time 140 heads of state signed the treaty. But now it's 170 plus, and it's the EU as a bloc. It's sometimes known as sustainable development, and that's what you'll see when you start searching to see if it's being implemented. If you look at EU policy, or if you look at the UK government policy, and you see any reference to sustainable development, that is United Nations Agenda 21. And United Nations Agenda 21 basically is a very long-term plan to control every resource and everything on this planet. It's basically going to change the way we live. It's already changing the way we live. And in fact, I mentioned earlier on about smart meters. Smart meters should be rejected at every opportunity. You should deny them installing a smart meter into your house. It's Wi-Fi and RFID activated, and it will communicate. And at some point, it could restrict the amount of energy you get, determined on whether or not you're a good user of their resource, whether it's electric, water or gas. So this is about United Nations Agenda 21. It's about controlling everything. Eventually they will take away property rights. So they want to move people to different zones, and there are maps available that you can find where there are going to be different living zones. And the idea is that man's activity is a danger to the planet, so they need to radically reorganize the way that the planet is run and people interact on this planet so that we can save all the resources. This is the elite's way of thinking. It's their roadmap for the 21st century. That's why it's called Agenda 21. It's all about the 21st century, how the elites are going to remodel the way that this planet is organized, like a business plan or something. So that's it in a nutshell, and we can find out about it. It's real. It's not a theory.
Don, I do believe you got yet more.
Yeah,
students.
I didn't get a chance during my show to ask you, but you were doing an interview with documentary filmmakers or something. Are you going to be in a documentary?
Yes, there's a working title called Let's Talk About the Weather, although I was talking to the production man Jonathan Adams from Pentos Films, that I found another film called Don't Talk About the Weather, which is a chemtrails film, and a very good one, by the way. Actually, I'd really recommend anyone interested in chemtrails. It's 4 hours long, though. It's very, very long, but you can watch it in bits, filled with information. But basically, yeah, we had a documentary crew come round with us, and we did actually meet up with some other filmmakers along the way that did little interviews and stuff like that, but hopefully they got some good footage. And what I didn't tell you earlier on about the Chembuster was, when I first made my Chembuster, the following day when I was filming the chemtrails being broken up, you could see the chemtrail plane coming towards you with a great big long trail, and then as it started to come towards us, it would lay the trail, but it was breaking up. And then as the plane continued into the distance, it resumed being persistent again, so that you could see it being broken up in the middle. So I was filming this, and I was very excited. And then I could hear a helicopter appearing, and I was filming it. And a black helicopter flew directly over to where I was, and then changed direction and then flew away again. So I filmed this, but during the London protests, we went to DEFRA afterwards, the Department of Environment for Rural Affairs, whatever it is. And we went there because we wanted to present some of the information, the rainwater analysis and everything else, and sort of make a little protest. And outside, because we drove there in a chugger boom, we decided that we'd do a quick interview. So Jonathan got the camera out and everything, and he was asking me questions. And he said, well, let's get the Chembuster out. So because I was taking it around with me to show people at presentations, I got the Chembuster out, set it all up. And it was up for about 5 minutes, and we were doing the interview, and we had to stop while some van arrived, and we were waiting for them to leave. And we resumed with the interview. He's asking me questions about the Chembuster, and I happened to say to him that when I first made this, the following day, a black helicopter came and visited me and unbelievably, but he's got it on video and it will be in a documentary. He's looked at the rushes and said he's got it. A black helicopter appeared. Black helicopter flew over us as if perfectly.
Just like that.
I've ordered it up and then it flew over a building, came back, did another little turn over us, black helicopter, and then just disappeared. So, you know.
Couldn't dream it up, could you?
No.
And you know, actually, that reminds me. In America, I think it's Arizona, Pinal Air Park, is Evergreen Aviation's base. Evergreen Aviation, if you look at their website, admit to their geoengineering projects and whatnot. And they actually, this is where they modify the planes for to be able to spray the chemtrails, because they don't actually, I don't think they come out the engines, they come out elsewhere on the plane. The chemtrails, is that right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right in the sense that it's not actually in the fuel. You know, a lot of misconceptions are, oh, it's an additive in the fuel. It can't be, because I've filmed them turning it on and turning it off and making specific X's and grids in the sky. So if it was in the fuel, the engine would be stopped. So we know it's an additive. So they are retrofitted with tanks and nozzles. Now, I've seen that at the that airport you were talking about for Evergreen, where they've got the black helicopters there, as well as loads and loads of planes. And it's supposed to be like a graveyard for planes, but obviously they're retrofitting these planes.
Yeah, that's what I was coming to, was the fact that it was very tight security and there was a Black Hawk helicopters, and that's kind of, that was a connection I was making to you with the black helicopter flying over you all these times, but it happened to be a coincidence that they were also at this Pinal Airport as well. Your park.
Yeah, and many other people have told me that they, with Chembusters, that they have had the same experience, and other people have filmed it as well. It's, you know, it's not uncommon. What I'm flabbergasted about is that they came to visit me the following day in rural France. But and in London, they were there within 5 minutes. You know, the resources, the size of this project, it must be immense. You know, I mean, obviously, we know it's NATO. It's NATO run. It's UN run. It's US government. You know, it's a big connection going on with all these different governments. They must be subservient, or at least they're agreeing to it.
Absolutely. I think Lee has something to say. Lee?
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Max? Nice to meet you, mate. Yeah, I just want to just add to it a little bit of info for you. Firstly, I was, funnily enough, I ended up working a couple of weeks ago for a guy that was, he worked for a commercial airline company that rented jets out to flight companies when their airplanes go down for repairs. They can get a plane to anywhere in 24 hours. And I was doing a bit of work on his house, and I mentioned the chemtrails to him. He never really heard of it or anything. He promised to look into it, and he came back and we started talking about it and discussing it. And I mentioned about some people thought it could possibly be the fuel, additives to the fuel. And like you said about the switching on and off, and he scoffed at that. He said, that's absolutely impossible, because every flight company themselves do complete analysis on all the fuel.
Hang on, I got to shut some stuff off here. Hold on.
They have to cut some they test the fuel completely when they buy it and when they purchase it, when it gets put into their tanks and everything. He said, that's absolutely impossible. That's one thing I wanted to add. But the second thing was, where I live, I'm out in Spain. And funny enough, where I am, I'm right underneath a NATO radar sort of set up on a mountain above where I live, probably about 20 or 30 kilometers away as the crow flies. And this area gets caned with chemtrails all the time. It's a very, very, very busy place for chemtrailing. And with understanding the technology that's going on at the moment with scalar wave information, is it a possibility that they're actually laying a huge antenna to be able to pass the scalar waves through at the speed? So you've got for all these drone, you know, the drones that were attacks, it's to make sure that the radio signals are getting to the drones. Is that a possibility, do you think?
Well, that's a good point you raise there. I'll stay with the scalar waves at the moment. You may have read, I believe it to be true, and I've read documentation to support this, that the reason that they lay the chemtrails is to make an airborne antenna to be able to bounce signals around. So basically, as the trails cross each other at different X's and grids, they form an antenna. Now, I have been in touch with somebody who lives in Sicily, and they are concerned because there's a new installation being built there, and they are being told it's to do with drone warfare, but he's concerned it's to do with HAARP. So the link is basically the particles that are being sprayed into the atmosphere. The atmosphere can be measured to have no longer be neutral, and it's it can be charged. There's an electromagnetic quality to the atmosphere now that didn't used to be there. And so basically our whole atmosphere is conductive. So it is for sending signals, and it could be for drone warfare. And the level of drone warfare is much greater than people realize. That if you start to look into different companies that offer drone technology, there's companies in Germany, there's companies in France, there's in America, there's companies all over the place, actually. There's a much bigger market than you might imagine. So therefore, you can deduce if there's different companies providing equipment, then there must be being used. So I imagine that it could be possibly part of that. But there's no doubt about it, as far as weather control is concerned, that the particles in the atmosphere are discreetly linked with land-based radar equipment like the NEXRAD system, and also weather-based airborne space satellites. There are weather satellites that are interfering. So it's a combination between the HAARP installations, of which there are many around the world. There are in Galkona in Alaska, in Norway, in the UK, at Carmarthen, in Surrey, in Russia, in China, in Japan, in Australia, in Puerto Rico. They're in various places, and in fact, if you really look into it, you'll find that there are different installations that aren't necessarily the same as HAARP, but they're closely linked Tesla technology, and there are many of these installations all around the world, numbering in their hundreds. So by making the atmosphere electroconductive, who knows exactly the technology they're using, but it's no doubt it's a part of it. Now, getting back to what you were saying about the fuel, and the guy you were talking to saying that the companies test the fuel, I would have to add to that that there are at least two ingredients in JP8, which is the jet fuel we use in the Northern Hemisphere, that are trade secrets, and nobody knows what those are. No governments even. They are trade secrets. So that company might say they test the jet fuel, but there are two ingredients that they do not know. They are not allowed to say what it is. They are trade secrets. But there is barium salts. Barium is part of the ingredients of jet fuel. But I don't believe for one moment that the chemtrail ingredients are in the fuel. I think that's a bit of going the wrong direction. It can't be. It can't be. They switch it on, switch it off, and I've watched this and filmed it many, many times. It can't be possible. So I don't know if that's answered your questions, but that's where I'll go with that.
Yeah, that was absolutely brilliant. Thanks a lot.
Answered a couple of mine as well. Then I didn't even ask. Good stuff, Dawn.
Yeah, I was really just, I know that Bob, who's actually in the call just now, Bob Earthwise, he does his Resistance News show on a Saturday night. Now, I'm sure the topic last night was ecocides, so that kind of triggered my memory about you mentioning something about this lawyer, Polly Higgins. You want to tell us a bit about what she's trying to do?
Yeah, I can tell you what she's kind of trying to do from what I've gleaned from the internet. I am a Facebook friend, but I've yet actually to make contact with her personally. But I know that she is leading the charge as far as trying to get rights for Mother Nature and our planet Earth. Basically, lots of things are happening to the planet, and the planet is a huge living organism that we're all a part of. And you can hurt it, you can harm it, you can damage it. And, you know, why shouldn't the planet, which is a living organism that supports life for all of us, why shouldn't it have rights? So she's trying to bring about law, legislation to protect the planet so that if the planet is intentionally harmed, there can be a law to prosecute, to try and deter people from not respecting our planet, our home.
Thanks for that. It would help if I unmuted. there's a question in the chat, but we did kind of, I mean, you did kind of cover the difference between chemtrails and contrails earlier, but for the in case Triggs has missed it, maybe they were tuning in at that time, they're asking, are most of the chemtrails we see just contrails in the UK, given the number of planes and trails?
Okay. Firstly, not all planes are chemtrailing. So, you know, it's every time you look at a plane flying and it's leaving a trail, doesn't mean it's a chemtrail. Most contrails will dissipate very quickly. So what you will see is a plane flying with a short trail behind the plane, and it will only be a short trail. It will be the same size, just following the plane constantly. Whereas a chemtrail, it could be either different lengths, because sometimes they'll just leave, it will appear to be a normal contrail, and then it will extend like magic. And the debunkers will say, or that's because it's hit a pocket of warm air or cold air or whatever excuse they're trying to make. But in actual fact, they're actually spraying then. That's when the auxiliary tank will come on, and they'll spray a bit for a bit, and then they'll turn it off and they'll continue with a short contrail. So basically, to distinguish between a chemtrail and a contrail, if a plane is leaving, it just has a regular sized short trail behind it, then and some people will say that that is still a chemtrail, because contrails are so rare that you shouldn't even see that. You should be, some pilots should be lucky to see it in their lifetimes, so they used to say. But just to sort of give it some credence and some sort of make it easy to understand, basically a short trail, a regular short trail, should just be a contrail. Anything else is likely to be a chemtrail. So make that clear.
Just before somebody else jumps in, can I just ask one last question? This is really into HAARP. Now, do you think there's truth about, like, I read something about them being very, when it's very low frequencies, it can alter human blood chemistry?
Okay. Well, I've read an article from, I think it's from Farm Wars, but which is quite an active site. But basically, I've actually seen an interview with a guy called Barry Trowers, which is he's a sort of a gentleman whistleblower. He's quite elderly now, but he used to work in the 60s in microwave technology. And the reason I'm going there is because one of the things he said about chemtrails was that chemtrails also have a viral content to them. Like lots of people have. I said earlier that the Daily Mail reported on an article that the viruses and bacteria found in hailstones. So we know that there's something up there that shouldn't even be up there. Now, what Barry Trower said was that chemtrails can lay parts of viruses into that we breathe in or we absorb, and they become dormant inside our body. Now, with HAARP, you could put the right frequency and activate the virus. But if you look into what Morgellons can do, or what people suggest Morgellons is nano technology that's actually being rejected by your body and pushed out of your body. This is why you see horrendous sores that never heal up, and then you'll occasionally get a filament of material coming from your wound that never heals up. That's a bit like a hair. And when this has been tested, it's been found to have been indestructible, or it can't be it's like a strange material, and they've said that it's based on silica things. It's nothing that should come be in the body. But so basically the idea is
being suggested that this smart dust is being sprayed into the atmosphere. We're breathing it in, and the technology is there that at the right frequency, there could be a convergence tendency for these smart dust particles to come together and become a bigger unit. And this unit could be nanotechnology that could be activated. And getting to your question about DNA, it's been long suggested that DNA can be reprogrammed any time. Is the concept that our body is just made and that's it and it's carry on? No, it can evolve at any time and it can be changed at any time. So if you've got the right frequency, you can interrupt with the way our bodies work. Now, all our bodies our cells communicate by electromagnetic frequency, and in the same with our brains. Our brains operate within the same frequencies as the Schumann resonance, which is extremely low frequency. Extremely low frequencies are what HAARP uses. The EU Parliament were concerned about HAARP using it as a weapon to alter human behaviour. So we know that they have the technology for mind control, but you know, if they can become more advanced, why can't they use it in a combination with the nanotechnology and start to reprogram our DNA? That is a suggestion. I don't know how true that is, but the information is there to be researched. Until we get full disclosure, how can we be certain?
Thank you. And I believe Lee wants to jump in now.
Yeah, just to add to what you were just saying then, Max, it's just they've just released in the United States, they've released a new weapon to fight crime. And it's basically it's a non-lethal weapon where they can fire a small pellet and it will leave a DNA marker on the suspect as he's fleeing. So then at a later date when they're doing their investigation, they can put a RFI detector or whatever, or a blood sample. And that DNA mark is there. So they've got that weapon and they're using it on the streets now. They're releasing it's the new thing that their latest weapon to fight crime.
Well, you will know, obviously you're well informed. And if they're releasing that type of information to the public now, then their technology is far more advanced. And I was reading about smart dust last year, but I did actually know about nanotechnology for quite a few years before that. And there's no doubt that smart dust, there's far more technology in it than we realize, and we could be being sprayed with that constantly, and that we could be breathing it in. And that's what the indicator that Morgellons is nanotechnology going into us. So if you're making a link with DNA markers and it's nanotechnology, it doesn't take that much of a leap to realize that basically they could be spraying us with nanotechnology that can identify us with DNA markers. But also, just stepping aside, but it is linked. I've come across an article about satellite technology taking inventories of us as human beings. With satellites, they can measure or identify our unique electromagnetic energy that we put out from our bodies. So I suspect that I know about the communication between these MEMS and GEMS they talked about in the 90s with these tiny little nanoparticles in the atmosphere. I could easily see a link, but I'm only saying that that's what it is. I'm not saying it is that. I'm just thinking there's a link between using smart dust, nanotechnology, DNA, the race for the genome thing. Now, I know for a fact that I posted a video from the Pentagon about making designer viruses for different genomes, for different genes. So basically in Afghanistan, where they've got a higher incidence than normal of a particular gene that makes them more fanatical. That's why they've never been conquered in the past, because they've got too much fight in them. So what they're trying to do is make a DNA virus that will attack that particular part of that DNA that will stop them being so fanatical. So they'll be all calm and whatever. So I can easily see the links between this nanotechnology, DNA, genetic technology, and pulling it all together. It's all weaponized. Everything's a massive weapon.
All I can say is they must be extremely worried about us if they're having to put all this technology into control.
I would totally agree with you, Bob. I think that the problem for them is their timeline has been slipping constantly. And they had very, very, they've got massive plans. These plans can be hundreds of years old. The types of plans they put into play can be 50-year plans. So they've been working on this for a very, very long time. Now, their risk is that too many of us will wake up to what's really going on. So there's a race. It's an all-or-nothing exercise for them. You know, they really are pulling out all the stops to try and bring about their new world order. And this is what it's all about, controlling the human population, enslaving us all. And basically, they're running out of time because too many people are waking up. And let's face it, we outnumber them 99-1. And, you know, that's their problem. They think this planet can support far more people than we've actually got. You know, there's been a massive propaganda campaign going on for decades that there's too many people on this earth and there aren't enough resources. That's an absolute lie. There's abundancy everywhere. Africa could actually feed the whole planet on its own if it wasn't for the meddling of the UN and various colonies, because they're not allowed to develop. They're not allowed to use their resources, and there's lots of suppressed technology, and there's basically people are waking up to the concept that we don't even need to use oil to drive cars, fly planes, and use for boats for transport. You know, we don't need it anymore. So their grip, their petrodollar grip on the world, the people that are running this right at the very top are getting so nervous because they can see that they're running out of time to install their grips of power over us because everyone's waking up.
Everyone. Well, I mean, that's the element that it's all or nothing for us as well. You know, we've got to achieve critical mass before this technology is all linked up together.
I totally agree. Don't you think it's amazing how so many different issues are coming to the surface now, and different people from different walks of life resonate with different issues? But because when you go down a rabbit hole and that particular issue might resonate with you and you think, okay, yeah, I've got a grip of that, then the other issue that you might not have touched becomes more plausible because you've already gone down that rabbit hole. And basically there are multiple issues all coming to the surface. And we're all waking up to the fact that we've been living under a totalitarian regime for many, many years. And, you know, the deception is being exposed now.
Oh, I totally, totally agree. And, you know, the more that you can look at what's going on holistically and not get channeled into one particular negative experience, the stronger you'll be for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that I think for many of us, we all started with one particular thing that might have triggered our awareness, be it 9/11 or chemtrails or vaccines or GMOs or the bankers' robberies, or we all worked out about privatization, how that was just a robbery of everyone's freedoms and liberties, or whatever issue it might have been, all the illegal wars. I mean, even if you look at false flag events, if you realize a false flag event is a real thing, and then you start looking at the possibilities of all the potential false flags of the past, it really breaks down and erodes your trust in the government, and it becomes quite clear that many governments will link together, and that many corporations and many banking organizations, and basically the whole world is a bit of a fiction, and it becomes quite obvious.
So yeah. We're right on, Max. We've got Jabba from Babylon Decoded. I think he's got something he wants to say. Jabba?
Hey, everybody. Good show again. I think the important thing is also to the people always think like chemtrails and HARP and all that stuff that is just some conspiracy, but they can check it out themselves. They just put Agenda 21 and their city name in Google, and they will find many links about any city in any world on the whole planet. You find Agenda 21. And I saw this coming since 20 years or more. I was waiting for the thing to show up. And that is really Agenda 21. It's really to come into your saloon. They really going after family rights, after the food chain and all these things. And many people, they just ask, but why should they do that? Well, I will put two links in the chat room. One is Limit of Growth from Club of Rome. It's a non-profit organization in Switzerland. And the second one is the whole video, how they explain to reduce humanity to 20% what we have today. And it's proof. The proof is out there. And if the people really ask why this is always happening, Dan just put 500 million. That is on the stone in America. But Club of Rome, they talk about reducing in the next 50 years humanity to 20% what we have actually. And that is, they just talk about it and they just laugh about it, how because everybody know how to reduce the population and stuff. And but everybody can check it out. This is not a conspiracy. There is many proofs out there.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. There's no doubt about it. United Nations Agenda 21 is no theory. It's hidden right out there in the open. But as far as depopulation is concerned, I'll give you a heads up. This is a fact that French scientists have just released data that in the last 16 years, men's sperm count has dropped by 33%. Now, if you think about depopulation, if we can't make babies anymore, there's fortunately a coincidence that they can now make sperm from stem cells, and we've got clone technology and we've got IVF babies. And basically, we've got a situation where the government will eventually be able to dictate who has children and who doesn't have children and what type of children they might be. So depopulation is without a doubt, it's evident. When you've lost 33% of your sperm count in just 16 years, it's not going to be long before we are all going to be infertile. So these are facts that we can verify.
You know, it does read a little bit like some same science fiction horror movie. It really does. I mean, I don't dispute anything that's been said this evening at all, none of it. I am very aware of people's reaction when people are putting forward plausible explanations or even plausible solutions or alternatives. Many people react in extraordinary manners. So I'm really pleased to have met up with you, Max, and for you to be putting your information over in a way which is very palatable. It's very palatable indeed, because often we're dealing with subjects which many people are fearful of, and not only fearful, but sometimes oblivious. I mean, this is going on right around them. Right under their own noses, and yeah, they don't seem to be able to recognise it. On saying that, 20 years ago, the topics I spoke about, it was me who put my head down and walked away. Now we speak about this, and it is the naysayers that put their heads down and walk away. We say it's all right, you'll get it. Go and Google it. You know, they don't shout us down like they used to. Definitely not. So there's definitely breakthroughs. I'm not quite sure where it'll lead us. Never have been. Never have been. So a few minutes left. Anyway, Barry, I do believe, has got a question.
How you doing, Max?
Hello, Barry.
Yeah, I've been enjoying listening to you. Tell you, if we were an alien and we were looking at this planet from the outside and watching everything that's happening to the human race now, we'd really have to ask yourself what the plans of government are. And we're being attacked from all fronts, buddy. Financially, physically, health. Everything we look at, we're being attacked. And there's a reason behind it. And I urge people just to really kind of wake up and have a look at really what's going on. I mean, chemtrails and our water, our foods. We're dealing with tons of GMO-modified food now in the United States. 19 of the American states now have I believe it is 19. I just looked at the information. 19 of the states have now required GOM labeling on all their products so that people can boycott these things. But it just seems like everywhere we're looking, we're being bombarded. And it's coming to a crescendo, I believe. Just a few thoughts I had.
I would totally agree with you that it's coming to a point in time. And, there's so many different strategies or tactics being employed, so many sciences being employed. It is all moving to a certain point. And I think that's part of the reason that many people from different walks of life might wake up, because something different will be the trigger for different people. You know, so it is an us or them situation, like the world is waking up. But as far as aliens watching this planet, if I was aliens watching this planet, I would hope that I would want to help us out. But if I, you know, I'd be thinking, shit.
I was just using that as an example.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I mean, they go, man, you know,
it's an incredible situation,
there,
isn't it? You know, really, where I still boggle, my mind still boggles at the concept that the people doing this to us are the richest, most privileged people on this planet. And what I don't understand is, how much do they want? You know, they've got it all and they want more. And it's not enough for them to have all the material things. They actually really want to never be threatened ever again, and to control us in such a way that we will never rise up and change the status quo as far as they're concerned. And earlier on, the guy from Babylon Decoded, he mentioned the Georgia Guidestones, which were anonymously paid for to be erected in America, where there are 8 different languages stating that everyone should live under the rule of law, and that the population should be controlled. It should be done. Birth should be respected, and you should be careful, and the population should not exceed 500 million. Well, obviously, the elites have worked out that that's what they need to run this planet.
Oh, they want to create a utopia. You know?
Yeah, and it's kind of it's insane, isn't it? Surely it must be insane, because our planet can live under any number of systems. You know, it's not one system or the other. And, you know, with the potential of flurry of suppressed technologies and ideas that are available, we can totally turn this planet around. You know, just imagine just for a moment that every single street was lined with fruit trees or nut trees or food-bearing plants, and every single field had it around it just as a border. You know, imagine the amount of food we would have. But that's got nothing to do with a technology where you can change the plankton that might be growing in the sea to provide lots of food and lots of things we don't even know about yet collectively. But on a simple level, we could change this whole system, this whole paradigm, share technology, share the wealth, share the information, so that every single human being on this planet can enjoy this planet. Why not?
Yeah, that's not their plan, though. They don't see it that way.
We're dealing with psychopaths. They're insane.
Yeah, we are. I mean, they don't think like that, buddy.
No, that's right. That's right. But, you know, they're in charge at the moment, and they've been in charge for a very long time. Yeah, but, you know, too many people are waking up. They're not going to be allowed to continue.
Hundreds.
I agree. I'll let you go and let other people talk.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of pounds, countless numbers of man hours, energy, materials.
Put into war.
How much?
Well, how much has been spent on war in the last 20 years? Just in the last 20 years?
That's where I was getting to, Max. You know, how much have they put into it? Hundreds of thousands of man hours, thousands of people, thousands, millions of people have been orchestrated to try and bring this. And do you know what the people of the world do in response? Max Bliss. One man against thousands, hundreds of thousands. One man does make a difference, Max. You're one of them men that does. You know, we had a bit of a conversation about that. Anyway, here's another man that's made a difference. At least I think it's a man. It could be a woman who's made a difference. We're never too sure which side of his person or her personality is going to speak. The Prajna Kali routine. Come on.
Oh,
you're very quiet.
Yes. Hang on. I can fix that. It will take me just half a second.
It's embarrassing, isn't it? Prajna's also one of our producers, Max. When the producers come on and they've not sorted their own out. Go on, Prajna, try again.
Right, that should be a lot better, I would think.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Right.
Yeah, so I only wanted to stick my oar in and say that I just had an insight today, and that is that careers advisors are doing it exactly the wrong way round. If someone wants to be a doctor, they should do their absolute utmost to dissuade them from being a doctor, so that only the completely determined and absolutely passionate doctors get through, train up and become doctors, you know. And then they would see through all this stuff like the chemotherapy and radiotherapy and surgery for cancer, and giving antibiotics. As soon as someone's sick, you give them antibiotics, which lowers their immune system. Yes. This is all part of your Agenda 21 stuff that you've been talking about. It all fits in together. But you see, even in education, they do it all wrong. They get people and they push them into the wrong things. And the people are absolutely passionate about things. They dissuade them from doing it. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to butt in and say.
I could add something, actually, to the conversation. I read in, I think it was the Telegraph. I have mentioned this before. I think it was the Telegraph I read in about a week and a half ago. Tucked away in an unrelated article was this little snippet that said, a study by one of the insurance companies sponsored it. I can't remember which one. But they sponsored this study at Bristol University, which has suggested that over the next 15 years, there's going to be a 17% per year annual increase in the death rate in Britain. 17% per year increase in the death rate over the next 15 years. That's what they are predicting.
This was referenced from an article about people doing their own funerals, paupers' funerals, because they couldn't afford to pay for funeral expenses, and just buried there, just casually cast into the conversation, was the fact that the death rate is going to increase by 17% per year for 15 years. And then people will argue with you about Agenda 21 and this whole idea of population reduction.
And if you know anything at all about exponential growth and what that actually translates as on an exponential growth chart, it's fucking huge.
And I was just thinking on the way up to see Carly's dad today, who's dying of cancer, that, you know, there must be a lot of people are traveling around the country, because we know somebody else as well. In fact, who was it? There was somebody that we were talking to the other day that's traveling all over America to see his
Miles. Miles from the Divergent History Show.
And I was thinking, if the death rate's increasing by 17%, you know, the number of people travelling around to see people are dying is increasing by 17%. And all kinds of things are increasing by 17% because of that. And people were saying, well, you know, it seems to be coming to a point in time. Well, it obviously does if you extrapolate from all of these things and see what they mean. And Paul wants back in with a word. Paul.
No, man, it's just getting towards the end of the show. It wasn't that long. I need to get back in. I just need to end it up. There's only 2 minutes to go. I wanted Max to perhaps have the final word on it if he chooses to. Thanks for joining us on the Dark City, Max. You're always welcome. You're always welcome to promote your tours, to promote your work, to get that message out there, Max. Big thanks to you for, I know from Dawn, I'm sure she may step forward and do that herself, but from myself and the Dark City crew, Max, good information, good, solid, rounded and grounded. We can't ask for more than that. Dawn?
I just want to reiterate what Paul just said there. Thank you so much for coming on, and I definitely would like to have you back on again in future, but we will discuss that off air. And that's all. It was a great show. And a lot of really good info got out tonight. And if anyone else wants to have a quick word before we finish.
We're getting thumbs up and applauses from the crew. Like I say, it's good stuff. We have had it's been a great night. It has been a great night. Been a bit of a difficult week behind the scenes. But once again, we've all pulled together and we've come out just that little bit stronger. That's the Dark City. That's what we're about. Solutions. We don't dwell on the problems, but we will bring them to the forefront because they don't scare us. We are fearless in the city.